not the easiest thing on this side of the world. In Israel, unfortunately, it's much easier. Not the easiest thing on this side of the world to instill in the adults and children in our community a sense of the sadness, agony, trauma, and pain that our brothers and sisters are going through on an Israel Memorial Day. Yeshiva Flatbush, as so many of you know, and we always turn to them, do a remarkable job to try to really inculcate this feeling in as many children and adults as possible through their Yom HaZikaron programming, and of course through the celebrations on the other hand of Yom HaAtzmaut. Rabbi Joseph Beda is with us live via telephone. He is the head of school at the Joel Braverman Yeshiva of Flatbush High School. A pleasure to speak with him always. Rabbi Beda, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Thank you, Nachum. Great to be here.
It's a challenge. I think you would agree, as good as you and your colleagues are at this, it is a challenge to try to instill some of the pain, trauma, agony, and appropriate sadness of Yom HaZikaron that our brothers and sisters are feeling in Israel to students and adults 6,000 miles away here in the metropolitan area. How does the Yeshiva of Flatbush go ahead, especially in a sensitive year like this, to try and do just that?
Yeah, it's extremely difficult, as you said, and I don't think that we're able to fully capture the feeling that they have in Israel. So that's, I think, the first thing to say. And no matter how hard we try or what we can do, we're just, you know, we're an island in a sea of, at best, indifference to what's going on in Israel. So it's really, really challenging in that regard. That said, I think a lot that has been done building up to today has been significant. I don't think since October 7th, we've had a week where we have not had multiple visitors from Israel to talk about the situation to groups of students. So there's a tremendous connection that I think our students feel. They've expressed it in a lot of different ways. And so I think they already come into the day knowing that today is important and having a connection. And I would say this year more than any other, and I think that's due to the circumstances of what's happening, but I think there's a tremendous connection to that, and I think that's been significant.
You know, it's interesting because to go along with that, and it's so wonderful to hear that in your school, you know, speakers and weekly, if not daily, reminders are being incorporated in order to connect the students to Israel. But in addition to that, a lot of your students and a lot of your faculty and a lot of your administration have visited Israel and no doubt have been to Har Herzl. And it may not have been on Yom HaZikaron, but as I said earlier, Rabbi Beda, one of the most poignant memories for me of all this shuttling back and forth to Israel since October the 7th is the first time I was at the Har Herzl on Mount Herzl, sort of a personal Yom HaZikaron, because I had the opportunity to see, unfortunately, so many fresh graves, so many graves being prepared by the committee of Har Herzl because of the imminent news. And that was a very distressing, depressing, sad, and obviously painful feeling. And again, I would guess that because so many of the people surrounding your school's community have been back and forth so many times, they've brought that message back with them as well.
Absolutely. I think that we've had on our own trips and over 100 students, and I don't know the number of faculty and parents who have joined, but I know over 100 students on four different trips that we sent over the course of the year have been there, and that's been extremely significant in keeping that the Mizrach very much in our live, and really having everyone feel those students that went, and even the students that didn't, that know so many of their peers went and are able to talk to them and share their experience. It's a source of pride for the school, and I think it's had a tremendous impact. And I want to say that I think there's a number of students that went, not with the school in a variety of different ways, with families, with other missions. Right. And so certainly there's nothing that can replace being there. There's nothing that impacts a person more than being in Eretz Yisrael, in Medinat Yisrael, really connecting with what's happening there, and maybe even more importantly, with the people that are there. That's the number one tool in the toolkit for for keeping a strong connection to Eretz Israel.
Yeah, you had students who were in Israel before your first official mission went, and believe me, your first official mission went very quickly. Also, we should mention you have a lot of colleagues, and I know you always recognize this. It just seems that when it comes to Yom HaZikaron, Yom HaAtzmaut, and these special days between Pesach and Shavuot, it always seems that your school, deservedly so, is at the forefront, but you do have a lot of colleagues or a lot of schools, principals, parents, administrators, educators, children listening right now, who also should be taking great pride because they are also going to be spending today in a most appropriate way. Just again, as we always say, you know, first to market, Yeshiva Flatbush has been doing this for many, many decades. I would suspect, and we'll hear tomorrow more from faculty and students who are going to be joining us, I would suspect that Yom HaAtzmaut tonight will include some type of tefillah, some type of proper service ceremony, which again is a hallmark of the way you guys go about the beginning of Yom HaAtzmaut. And tomorrow, I would assume school will be a bit different, maybe not a full Yom HaAtzmaut presentation. Again, we'll find out more tomorrow. But what about formal programming for Yom HaZikaron? Did anything happen last night, happening today? What is going to be happening on a formal basis in terms of programming and services for these students at the Yeshiva of Flatbush?
Right. So today, there are no regular classes. It's a very different type of day.
Wow.
There's
a variety. You basically have canceled all high school classes today. That's unbelievable.
Yes. The day is a variety of different workshops, sessions, programs, all dedicated towards understanding the concept of sacrifice, appreciating the people that we've lost over the course of the year, also recognizing acts of heroism,
right,
that were done by soldiers, but also everyday heroes, of which there are so many in Israel today. And that's one of the things that we also have to recognize on this day. So all of that, obviously we'll do a tzfira as well.
Right.
So there's definitely, it's a full day of Yom HaZikaron. We've told our students that this is something that we're trying to do. We've always had Yom HaZikaron programming before that was extensive, but it's never been fully dedicated because we felt like we just couldn't capture that feeling in the school. This year we're trying. We're trying our hardest because of what we've been through over the course of the year, and we feel our students are ready for the challenge. And so they're going to be dressed a little bit differently, and they kind of understand it's a day that in many ways parallels Avelut, you know, quiet speech,
yeah,
and really focus on what's happening. Our school, I'm happy to say, is generally a very upbeat, boisterous place, and we're really trying to keep that tone down today. Certainly candles lit and lots of displays and certain types of sad music playing and so on. So it will be a full day of that until we have an early dismissal at our mincha time around 2:00. And then the students are coming back in the evening for a ma'avar tekes. So at around 7:30 this evening, there'll be a concluding Yom HaZikaron program turning into a tefillah hagigit for Yom HaAtzmaut with celebration and rikudim and so on. So we're excited about that.
In the old days, tonight was open to the public. Is that the case still, or is this a school-only event?
It's a great question. It's open. We're not closing the doors. We haven't made a tremendous invite on it just because of space limitations, but anyone that wants to come will find a way. It'll be like the olden days in the Beit HaMikdash. We'll make sure that we can find a seat, but all our students have to be there, so the auditorium will be packed.
Rabbi Joseph Beda is head of school at the Joel Braverman Yeshiva Flatbush High School. Finally, Rabbi Beda, it's no secret that Yeshiva Flatbush High School takes academics very seriously. You, your faculty, your students, they take it very seriously. And I say that obviously in the most complimentary of fashion, but I say it that way because it makes what you're doing today even more significant. You do feel, obviously, with completely usurping today's schedule, you do feel that this is part of creating Jewish leaders. This is part of creating Jewish men and women who are going to have a certain attitude towards Zionism and Israel and the Jewish people and our tradition when they go to the college campuses, when they decide where to live in the future, when they build their own communities, when they become leaders, whether it's here or in Israel. So I'm pointing out the obvious, but I'd love your reaction to that, that as much as academics is key and obviously a very important part of the high school experience, people need to know that down the line, the fruits of these types of activities are going to be seen in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, I think that we'll dedicate our time to speak to what our values are. And of course, academics is a very important part of what we try to do. We want to have graduates who are empowered to succeed, lead, and serve in their local communities and at universities and at the yeshivot and so on, and also in the world at large. So we certainly need to have them capable from an academic standpoint, but as much as that's important, and that's the mind and the ability, the heart is the key. And the what for is what it's all about. And Medinat Yisrael is one of our core principles. And the connection to Medinat Israel and the understanding that you have to really believe deeply in this and care about it and literally and figuratively hold the banner for Medinat Israel and Am Yisrael. So that's what this is about.
You like I, I'm sure, are thinking with great pain of the agony, trauma, the acute pain that our brothers and sisters in Israel are going through today, especially those for whom this is a fresh experience. There are a lot of families in Israel for whom this is their quote-unquote personal first Yom HaZikaron. So if we can convey some of that feeling to everybody on this side of the world, I think it's a very important accomplishment. So kol hakavod to what you're doing. Our best, everybody, all the students, of course. Enjoy tonight. It's a strange transition, but one that the Jewish people have become very good at over the years. And kol hakavod on what you're doing with Yom HaZikaron. It's much appreciated, and I thank you. And like I said earlier, you have a lot of colleagues out there who are doing similar work and are following your lead, so they should be acknowledged as well. The community benefits from all the schools that are paying careful attention to a day like today.
Absolutely. We're not unique, and I think in that sense that there's a tremendous communal love of the American Jewish community for Medinat Yisrael and for Klal Yisrael all over, especially in Israel. And it's great to be a part of that team. And I thank you for all the great work that you're doing and for dedicating so much of your time today to Yom HaZikaron and to Israel.
Appreciate that very much. He is the head of school, the Joel Braverman Yeshiva of Flatbush High School, Rabbi Joseph Beda, on this Yom HaZikaron morning. You're listening to JM in the AM.